We were having a perfectly well-behaved outing, Cam said, although Cam Dawning and Perfect Behaviour enjoyed only a distant acquaintance. Just another pleasant stroll in the pleasant park on a pleasant spring morning, until George pissed on her ladyship's parasol. The culprit sat in the middle of the room, silent and stoic, as mastiffs tended to be, tail thumping gently against the carpet. Georgette did not insult Lady Susanna's parasol all on her own initiative, Will Dawning retorted. Somebody let her off the leash. Somebody whom Will had warned repeatedly against allowing the dog to be loose in public unless Will was also present. Lady Susanna wasn't on a leash, Cam shot back. She was taking the air with her sister and Viscount Effington, and his lordship was carrying the lady's parasol, being gallant or eccentric. I swear Georgette was sniffing the bushes one moment and aiming for Effington's knee the next. Nearly got him too, which is probably what the man deserves for carrying a parasol in public. Across the Earl of Casriel's private study, ash dissolved into whoops that became pantomimes of a dog raising her leg on various articles of furniture. Cam had to retaliate by shoving at his older brother, which of course necessitated reciprocal shoving from Ash, which caused the dog to whine fretfully. I should let Georgette use the pair of you as a canine convenience, Will muttered, stroking her silky brindle head. She was big, even for a mastiff, and prone to lifting her leg in the fashion of a male dog when annoyed or worried. I thought I'd let her gamble about a bit, Cam said. There I was, a devoted brother, trying to be considerate of your dog, when the smallest mishap occurs, and you scowl at me as if I farted during grace. You do fart during grace, Ash observed. During breakfast, too. You're a farting prodigy, Sycamore Dawning. Wellington could have used you at Waterloo. His Majesty's one-man foul miasma, and the French would still be...
Enough, Will muttered.
Georgette's tail went still, for the quieter Will became, the harder he was struggling not to kill his younger brothers. And Georgette was a perceptive creature.
Where is the parasol?
Left it in the mews, Cam said. A trifle damp and odoriferous, if you know what I mean.
Stinking like you, Ash said, sashaying around the study with one hand on his hip and the other pinching his nose. Perhaps we ought to get you a pretty parasol to distract from your many unfortunate shortcomings.